Ovadia Hagera's first question to the Rambam had been a technical halachic question, surely not without a lot of hashkafa and emotional overlay. The first of his three questions had been, what's he supposed to say in davening? What's he supposed to say in benching? What's he supposed to say in brachas? I'm not descended from Avraham Avinu, from Yitzhak, from Yaakov. I'm not descended from the Jews that experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Nes of Purim and the Nes of Chanukah. How do I daven? How do I bench? How do I make brachas? Yonah, can you hear me? Eitan, you can hear me? Fantastic. So the Rambam had begun to develop yesterday, and he responds to his first question. He said to Avadia Ger, you are descended from Avram. Anything that has to do with Avram Avinu, you absolutely are descended from Avram. Avram is the one who established, taught monotheism, Hashem Echad. Broadly, anyone who's a part of that Masorah is a Talmud, and therefore a child, as it were, of Avram Avinu. They say, we talk about Eretz Yisrael, Shesh Bat Alev Aseinu. Yes, it was promised to Avram Avinu. Elokeinu Elokei Aseinu, absolutely, Avram Avinu. Rambam had said, we're talking about specific historical events, Shas Anisim, so they had to go either way. He said, you're not directly descended from the specific Jews who were saved at the time of the Nes of Purim, Nes of Hanukkah. You could say Yisrael, or it says, there's nothing wrong with saying Avu Seinu, because Nilvesa, you're a part of Klal Yisrael. And he says specifically, he says there's room to discuss both options if it's merely, if it's a reference to merely history. To whom was the Nes done? When we talk about Bechira, Nesina, Bechira Yisrael, Nesina Satar, you're absolutely a part of Klal Yisrael. And he goes on to say, and we already saw yesterday many of the issues of Emuna and Avram Avinu as the Rebbe, the ultimate Rebbe of Emuna, and the power of the notion of Masorah. On the top of page Reish Lamed Hey, he goes on to drive this home more, and then to circle back to Maseches Bikur. The top of Reish Lamed Hey says, Daki Avoseinu Shiyotzi B'Mitzrayim Ruban Ovdei Vodazari B'Mitzrayim. Most Jews in Mitzrayim, over the centuries of Mitzrayim, most Jews worship Vodazara. How does Rambam know that? The Gemara says that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, less than a week after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Malachim said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Mitzrayim are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, just as the Jews are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ruban Ovdei Avodah Zarah even Mitzrayim. Nisar v'begoyim v'lo mimaseim. There was a tremendous amount of assimilation. Rashi quotes from Chazal that the Jews kept a certain amount of cultural identity. They kept the nationalistic mitzvahs. They dressed differently. They had different languages, different names. But in terms of Hadhaga, in terms of Emuna, most Jews were over Avodah Zarah. They picked it up from their surroundings. Atchashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu V'Rabban Shel Kol HaNevim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu, he's our Rabbi, and Rabban Shel Kol HaNevim. He's the Rav of all Nevim. That's something the Rabban picks up with more elsewhere. Number one, Rabban Shekol Nevi'im means that Moshe Rabbeinu was the supreme Navi. He was the greatest of all Nevi'im. His level of Nevuah was far different than any other, and that for the Rambam is Animami number 7. And not only that, but the Rambam develops elsewhere that our Emuna in Nevi'im in general is because of our Emuna Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Once you accept Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, so built into the Chumash is that there will be other Nevi'im as well. And Parsha Shoftim, a love Tishma'un, Torah describes the process for certifying a Navi, and if a Navi is certified, he predicts the future with incredible accuracy multiple times. So then, a love Tishmah of Mitzvot listens to him. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest of and the epistemological source for believing all the other Navim. Hivdi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach. Hivdi Lodim in Ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separate us from the Nachrim, separate us from their Avodah Zarah. Hechnisano tachas kanfei Shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu developed a unique relationship with us. Lanu ulachal ha-gerim. There's nothing racial or genetic about Bechiras Yisrael whatsoever, says Ram. It has nothing to do with your chromosomes. It has nothing to do with who you're from. It has nothing to do with your genetic heritage. Zero. The ger is as much a part of Bechiras Yisrael. The ger is as much tachas kanfei hashchina as any born Jew. V'sam l'chulanu chuka achas. There's nothing genetic about it. If you chose to be a part of Am Yisrael, then you're a full ma'al yihi yuchus ha'kal b'enecha. And it says to this ger, but you're feeling bad because of your yichus. He said, but l'maisa, genetically, genealogically, I don't date back to, I don't have the same ancestors as the rest of the Jewish people. He says, don't take your yichus lightly. Imanu misyachas im al-avrim yitzik Yaakov. If born Jews trace themselves back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim says, "Ata misyachas mishamar v'aya olam." You're miyuchas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It says, "V'chem aforish b'Yeshaya, ze yomar laHashem ani, v'ze yikra b'shem Yaakov." The ger will say, "I relate to Hakadosh Baruch Hu," and the born Jew will say, "I go back to Yaakovino." A powerful expression by Yeshayahu that. The ger, whether or not he had the genetics, he has as much a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not more, than any born Jew. And then, so the ideas are powerful, and then he wraps up this first segment of the letter by saying, now that I laid out Yesodos, let's talk about Amar Makam. Let's talk about Amar Makam and Tanam and Amaram. He says there is a Mishnah that seems to address this. Interesting that he left the Mishnah for last, instead of talking about it first. V'chol ma'asha amarnu l'cha b'inyin ha-brachas shal tishan ha-davar. Everything I told you about how you should be saying brachas the same as any other Jew. Raya l'zet mi maseches bikur. I bring you raya from maseches bikur. The psukim talk about the mitzvah of bikur in multiple places in Chumash. You know the mitzvah of bikurim is that if you have a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael, specifically a Jewish farmer who's growing shivas haminim, so in addition to, in advance of Trumas and Masros, is a mitzvah to set aside the first few fruits of each of the Shivas HaMinim that grow on his farm, and when they're ready, you bring them up to Beis HaMikdash, on or after the Yantif of Shavuos. The main season of Bikurim Mishnayos tells us between Shavuos and Sukkot, and you can bring it somewhat even from Sukkot to Chanukah. A summer mitzvah. So the Torah tells us in Mishpatim there's a mitzvah Havoas Bikurim, The Torah mentions the Bikurim several more times, specifically in Parashat Kisavo. The Torah tells us that enough to bring the Bikurim is also a mitzvah of Amira. Mikra Bikurim. Four of the Pesukim Mikra Bikurim are very famous to us from Sefer Yetzirah and Mitzrayim. Rami Ovid Avir, Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth. And we say the first four Pesukim as the core axis of our Sefer Yetzirah and Mitzrayim, but the Pesukim of Mikra Bikurim continue, that begins with the story of Arami Avadavi and Golos Mitzrayim and Gula, but then goes on to say, and you brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and look, the land that you gave me, I've brought the Bikurim of the land that you gave me, that you gave us, I'm bringing it as Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. So there's a mitzvah Havas Bikurim and a mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. With that in mind, take a look. Taman Taninan, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. Hagir mevi veino kore sheni yachal lomar shenishba Hashem lavosenu losos lanu. Mishnah says that a ger can do havos bikurim, but not mikra bikurim. He's Jewish. If he has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, he has to bring bikurim. But he can't do the mikra bikurim. Can't do the verbal part because he cannot say that you Hashem promised to give this land to lavosenu. Kishu mispal. The Mishnah goes on to say bifnei asma. He davens by himself. He says Elokei Avos Yisrael, not Elokei Avos Einu. Commissioner Gibbsbalu, the Sakhanes says, he's davening with other Jews, not Bechidas. He says, Elokei Avos Eichem. Elokei Avos Einu, he says, Elokei Avos Eichem. That was Stam Mishnah. At first you say, what's the Rambam's Raya? If it's Stam Mishnah, that's directly against the Rambam. He says, V'hili Rabbi Meir, V'eina Halacha, that is the Stam Mishnah, that's the Shittur Meir, but that's not how he paskin. How do I know? Kamoshin Esparish B'Yushalmi. Yerushalmi, that we have no Bavli on Bikurim, we have Yerushalmi. Taman Amrinon, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, they said over Bryce the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Atzomevi Vikore. The Ger is not only does Havos Bikurim, does Mikur Bikurim. Why, my time, eh? Ki Avam Angoyim Nesaticha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes Avram Avinu's name from Avram to Avraham, the Yerushalmi explains, L'sha Avar Yisa Av La'aram. Avram is short for Av Aram. You're from that one area. We kind of ailcha to av lachol abrius, av hamon goyim. Exactly the point of the Rambam, and the Rishami doesn't explain the last step. That's what the Rambam was explaining before. That if Avravinu is av hamon goyim, that means that anyone who buys in to the enterprise of Am Yisrael is considered Avram is his av. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Alach Rabbi Yehuda." Also, the Shua Levi says, "That's how we pass it against the Stam Mishnah." Machaz Yehuda Rabbi, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Also, Uda came to Rabbi Abahu. A Shaila came to Rabbi, such a Shaila came to Rabbi Abahu, and Vahor Rabbi Yehuda. He passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Harein is Baru Lachash. Yesh Lachal Lama Shem Nishba Hashem Lavo Seinu. Avram is Av Lanu Lachol Atzadik Ma Nivlam Al Hashem La Aleich Bedrachav. It's because this issue was already adjudicated by the Tanam and the Ram. It's clear how we paskin. Who adin l'shar brachas atfil shelo tishaneh klum. So a lot flows from this discussion in terms of Masorah, in terms of the definition of Am Yisrael, in terms of Ikari Amuna, in terms of the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll close for today just by raising the next question. I said that in this letter, Avadia Gerd raised three shilas, and there, of course, in this letter, the Rambam replies to all three. He wants to know, we'll just leave it as a teaser. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim. The Gemara says, everything's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's in the hands of heaven, except for Yir Shamayim. What does that mean? It sounds pretty important. Does that mean that we have very little Bechir Chashas? I mean, I don't get to do anything except decide how I feel? There was one Chassidish Rebbe who was notable for having very extreme Hashkafic Shitos on particular issues, who is purported to have held, as Gemara says, that your actions are all determined. The only thing you can change is how you feel about them. That's what literally the Gemara sounds like. The Rambam is a very strong proponent elsewhere in Hilchas Tshuva, Prakim Hei, and Vav, that we have a lot of Bechira Chavshus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us free will to make decisions. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of us. Mitzvahs and Aveiros, not just in our minds, in our bodies, with our hands and feet. The question is, what does this mean? What does this mean in terms of free will? What does this mean in terms of dating? What does this mean in terms of people's life trajectories? Does that mean that the ger had to become a ger? All sorts of big questions, small questions. Rama is going to, the Avadei Ger, for obvious reasons, was troubled by this. Rama is going to have a lot to say. And the third shaila will have to do with the halachic status of Muslims. It's also something that was close to the heart of Avadia, who was a former Muslim.